The organic food business has grown from a health-conscious movement to a multi-billion-dollar business. Americans now spend $2 billion a year on organic milk alone. There are even organic mega-dairies with thousands of cows. The USDA insists the cows be raised on pesticide-free food without hormones, but does not say how much time they must spend out in pastures. Smaller dairy farmers complain some so-called organic cows don't get enough meadow time. NPR's Jeff Brady chews a bit on that one for us.
The smaller movement farmers have an ideal when it comes to organic dairy farming, and Art Tickey's 90-cow farm in southeast Minnesota is it. Chickens are allowed to roam free to keep the bugs under control. And the 90 cows that provide milk live on green pasture for all but the cold winter months. Tickey rotates the cows between pastures so they don't destroy the fields. And there's no manure lagoon here. The cows fertilize the grass as they amble along.
Well, one thing when they're eating out here in the pasture, they're eating live plants. All the nutrition's in there. You know, when you cut your hay, from the minute you cut it, it's starting to deteriorate. I'm not saying that's bad feed, but I'm saying they're here, they're eating it live, and it's really the way it's been designed for a cow to eat, you know.
Tickey says he likes working this way. He doesn't have to buy expensive equipment and fuel to cut and haul hay.
I'd rather be working with cattle than with machinery, and so I think everybody's got to do what they like, what they think's best for them, you know. But I just like working with animals and stuff. I don't enjoy driving tractors and this too much.
If this is the ideal, some organic movement farmers point to industrial-scale farms as examples of all that is bad. For instance, a 4,000-cow dairy near Twin Falls, Idaho. It's owned by the largest organic milk company, Horizon. At that dairy, cows get most of their food from a trough.
These folks are gaming the system.
Mark Castell co-founded the Cornucopia Institute, which is an advocate for smaller organic farmers and a critic of many large dairies.
They're exploiting the trust that the organic label has earned in the eyes of the consumer, and they're exploiting the reputation that the family farmers who built this industry deserve.
NPR asked to tour Horizon's Idaho dairy, but the company refused. Jewel Taylor is the general manager for milk supply operations.
It was not set up for tours, for biosecurity, for a number of things, and safety of visitors. It is a working farm and a working dairy.
Taylor says Horizon may offer tours after it remodels the dairy. It's planning to add more pasture. It may have to once the USDA releases new rules later this year. According to one proposal, cows would have access to pasture for at least a third of the year, and during that time, a third of a cow's feed would be grass.
I'm very proud of the heritage of our Idaho farm. It was one of the very first organic dairies in the western United States. It was developed more than 10 years ago, and as the regulations have evolved, we are evolving that dairy.
Taylor says Horizon is doing good things for the environment. By successfully marketing organic milk, it's prompting farmers all over the country to convert to organic production. And at least half of Horizon's milk does come from small family-run farms. But that's not good enough for the activists at the Organic Consumers Association. They've launched a boycott of Horizon. Amy Wyatt is pushing a shopping cart back to the dairy section at the Boulder Co-op Market, where she's a manager. She stops, looks for Horizon products, and pulls them off the shelf.
Let's start with some cheeses.
A few other co-ops have joined the boycott. Some of the Horizon shelf space has been turned over to its main competitor, Organic Valley. But even that company's CEO, George Seaman, doesn't want to make Horizon out to be the enemy.
I don't think Horizon should be in the class of violators that deserves boycotting.
Seaman says boycotts are for polluters or companies that violate human rights. There's one voice we haven't heard from yet in this story, the people who buy organic milk. What do they want? In the dairy section of a Denver Target store, the vast majority of people choose to buy conventional milk, but a few head for the small section of Horizon Organic offerings.
I'm Jenny Talmadge, and I live in Denver, Colorado.
So you buy organic milk?
Yes.
Okay, why?
Just to stay away from the hormones and additives that they put in the milk. Keep it natural.
Only a few of the people here even mention how the milk is produced, and none mention the pasture issue. A recent survey conducted for the USDA shows access to pasture is farther down the list of consumer concerns. Advocates for smaller-scale farms say that's because most organic milk buyers assume that all cows live on pasture. They say consumers should know that's not always true. Jeff Brady, NPR News.